Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts now and always be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. On behalf of St. John's, I wish you, your family and friends a Happy New Year. Archibald Rutledge, a great American poet, tells about a man who worked in one of the great forests of the South. His faithful dog burned to death in a great fire that had been swept through the forest. Rutledge said, the little dog that had been left under a tree to guard his master's dinner and wouldn't leave it even when the flames roared around him. The worker was broken-hearted when he found the charred remains of his little friend. With the tears streaming down his face, he said, I always had to be careful what I told him to do, because I knew he would do it. In our gospel reading today, Matthew follows a clear pattern to tell us a story. He tells us of the three dreams or three obediences of Joseph to describe how the prophecies about the Messiah are fulfilled in the birth of Jesus. Matthew, born a Jew, has great interest in the fulfillment of the prophecy by his frequent references to these prophecies. He makes it clear to us that Jesus did not appear on the scene unexpectedly. All along, God has been laying the groundwork for the coming of the Messiah. God was accomplishing God's redemptive purposes just as the prophet has foretold. In the beginning of Matthew chapter 2, we read about the visit of the Magi to pay their homage to the child. After the wise men were gone, an angel appeared to Joseph. Joseph was warned by an angel to escape to Egypt because Herod was seeking to destroy the child. Herod was a ruthless king. As the wise men did not return to tell him where Jesus was, he was infuriated and took matters in his own hands. I can't even imagine that dreadful day when Herod's soldiers ripped through town, tearing children from their mothers' arms and killing them right in front of their eyes. This is not the first time a story like this has been told. Way back in Exodus, the angry king of Egypt ordered that every Hebrew boy under the age of 2 was to be thrown in the Nile River and drowned. But God spared a child in that story. Moses was placed in a basket, was spared, and grew up to deliver the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt. This story echoes the story of Jesus as an infant. Just imagine the sudden shock and terror this would have caused Joseph and Mary when they heard Herod was seeking to destroy the child. Joseph obeyed the angel's instruction from his dream, and he departed to Egypt with Mary and Joseph and remained there until the death of Herod. Joseph models unwavering obedience. As tough as his situation has become, Joseph yet obeys without complaining. But his obedience is crucial to God's plan. He gets guidance from the angel and takes the step. So also is our obedience crucial to God's plan. Maybe we cannot see the fullness of God's plan in our lives any better than Joseph could see it for his life, but we can be assured that our faithfulness in God will lead to greater things. we will not always be aware of them. Joseph was invited to trust God against all odds. For instance, sometimes a seed that we plant in one place will grow and blossom, unseen by us another. Thus, God will not fail to bless our faithfulness. We can see God's guidance to Joseph is very clear. Though he is not the biological father of Jesus, he is legally responsible for this child's safety and well-being. Just as Jesus, when he was born, didn't have that security and safety, in today's world, we face the same in some countries, especially in Ukraine. Family being displaced, trying to escape to a safety where there is no guarantee for survival. Just like Mary and Joseph, refugees all over the world struggle with the same fear and anxiety due to political unrest, war, and poverty. We hear or read about innocent children being the victims of human trafficking, child abuse, or die of violent deaths, as those 19 children in Texas primary school were killed. The loss is real, and the pain is still acute. Many of you may have suffered a loss in some way. You know the pain than others do, what it means to weep with Rachel, who refused to be consoled because her children are no more. So we might ask, why God? How is this good news? It may not help to know that Matthew is showing us a bigger picture of God's providence and protection for God's people. God's love for God's people is not to see any perish, but to have eternal life, which might seem like an empty promise. Knowing that bad things happen to innocent people, like those two innocent police officers who were killed a couple of weeks ago in Queensland. Sometimes God's will for us might be hard to explain, but we can't ignore the pain and sorrow. Just like Joseph trusted his next move from God's sent messenger, we are invited to trust in God in every situation. Every time an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, Joseph immediately did what was told to do. He got up in the night, packed his family belongings, and he went where he was told to go. Even when he was afraid, he obeyed. Joseph answered God's call with action. God is calling us today to be a voice for peace, justice, and grace in the world that is suffering from violence and abuse. As we become aware of God's constant working in our lives, we are called to participate in that work. Whether we are called to feed the hungry, or clothe the naked, or heal the sick, or raise money for the poor, or comfort the bereaved, or spread hope to those who have lost it, God calls us. May we, like Joseph, answer that call without hesitation, but in obedience, knowing that God is with us. We see God working in this passage. God is working to fulfill prophecy that was told in the Old Testament. Herod would have thought he had the power to control and do what he wants to do, but God demonstrated that God's plan would not fail. God was at work in Bethlehem, Egypt, and Nazareth, and is still at work today here in Australia and in Ukraine too. This is a story of great pain and loss, but also confident hope, the hope that we have of resurrection and eternal life that Jesus came to secure for us, even in the most tragic circumstances. the faithfulness of God in the past and the promise of God's future shapes our present. Our hope in God, we take our step in this new year, knowing God is with us as we obey, trust, and have faith to understand what God has in store for us. God's great gift to us is the person of Jesus Christ, who faced the vulnerability in the power of evil and yet conquered it into the darkness of grave. This and more, like the story of the obedient dog to his master and Joseph to the God-sent angels, is the kind of obedience to which Christ is calling us today. Once again, may I wish you all a happy new year. Amen.